Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wow, that was rapid. I'm impressed. Good morning, Upstate. This is the Tara Show. I must confess, I don't know what Tara's doing today. Nor is it any of my business. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. I was just listening to the news about this lavish lounge. Back in the late 70s and 80s, excuse me, I got the busy throat this morning. Greenville had quite the club life. I worked at one of the clubs. It was called Tramps out at Vaughn's at East North Street. But we had quite the club life. And then I joined the military. And 7 years later, when I came back, not one of them seemed to be open. And I have often asked, where do people go now to get together and do things? And I didn't know that the Lavish Lounge existed. Of course, my clubbing days are really far back in the old rearview mirror. Greenville and the surrounding area sort of reminds me of Los Angeles. Los Angeles is a big area, but it's not a vertical city. It's a sprawling city. And as a sprawling city, it makes it harder for law enforcement to respond. And it may make it a little harder for them to actually do the work they got to do. Whereas like a city like New York, of course, which is vertical but takes up less real estate, they have less ground to actually cover, even though they do have to go vertical sometimes. For the first time ever, though, maybe not for the first time ever. I don't know, but this kind of thing is beginning to happen here. We're beginning to get gang activity here, which is, it's not a new thing. You just haven't heard about it. Now, right there on the text line, of course, crime is up. You're requiring everyone to wear a mask, thus making it easy for the gunmen to disguise themselves. It's actually illegal in South Carolina to wear a mask. But Alan Wilson has found that it is okay to wear a mask because it is not, you're not wearing a mask to commit a crime or to disguise yourself. You're wearing a mask at the mandate of the government, which I guess that means the government can choose which laws to enforce and which ones not to enforce. I hope, but I'm sort of afraid of this, but I sort of hope that this, we're not going in this general direction. But I know there's been some MS-13 activity in Greenville County, sort of something that not too many people talk about. My big question, see, sheriff's deputies showed up at this place while the gunfight was still going on. And that's a very tense situation to be walking into, but they did. They went into it, and 12 people wounded, nobody taken into custody. They do have some suspect information, but they don't even know if they're looking for multiple shooters, which this is the this is one of these moments where you sit back and you're like, are we becoming the big city we've been trying to be? Because this kind of crime is one of those hallmarks when you get out of that get into that big city category, right? Hobart Lewis said, we don't really have a person of interest that we can name, later adding that authorities weren't sure what led to the gunfire. That's the thing about gang activity. Gang activity, when it finally erupts into a gunfight like this, what has probably happened is something has happened in the near past, and they decided to get their retribution that night because they knew whoever they were going after was going to be there. Now, we don't know who they were going after because one was a security guard and somebody, one of the, I guess, party goers or concert goers. I don't know anything about Lavish Lounge and what kind of a most clubs have sort of a, there's a country bar and a hip-hop bar and a trip-hop bar and all this other stuff. And this was supposedly going to be a concert by a trap artist named Fugiano. Fugiano, of course, was fine. The big thing that, one of the things they're making out, though, that I can't help but notice is that they're saying that they did not know if this club had gotten an exemption from the mandate from the governor. The governor reminded South Carolinians last week that he hadn't lifted restrictions on large crowds and that those operating nightclubs illegally or holding concerts against his orders don't have to be caught in the act to face criminal charges, but instead could be charged weeks later if COVID-19 cases are traced back. And the sheriff said he didn't know if the club had sought out that exemption or secured a permit. I'm of two minds about this. I don't like to see this kind of violence. I know it's a reality. That's why I carry a gun everywhere I go. And at the same time, I'm just struck by this idea that it's almost like they don't think we were paying attention to all of these protests that just happened. They don't think that we noticed that there were thousands and tens of thousands of people walking in the street, shoulder to shoulder, some of them wearing masks, some of them not. Not caring. They did not care where they were, what they were doing. And, they seem to think that we didn't notice that. And now they want to bring us back to this point where they're saying, now we have to social distance. Now we have to do this. Social distancing, that whole 6-foot thing, that's based on nothing. There was no study that said, what's the nominal distance we need to be in order to flatten the curve of COVID-19? 6 feet. Because in Britain, they're like it. Well, not in Britain. In various parts of Europe, it's either 3 feet or 4.5 feet. I don't know where they came up with that either. And then there's the mask thing. There is a way you can dress and go out and do whatever you want to do and not have to worry about it. And you have to wear a hazmat suit for that. I mean, you're completely sealed up. You're walking around a big balloon. And this is the, that's the other thing. Everybody thinks that wearing a mask is going to do something. It's not. People are wearing masks and people are getting tested. And now that people are getting tested and people we actually know versus think, now they're actually getting out there. And COVID-19, COVID-19 has become a big money-making thing. It's also it's a plandemic. I don't know. We have a crime in Greenville, and automatically they go to the COVID-19 thing. I don't know if they were if they got permission to do this. Permission? Where are we living again? Sometimes it'd be nice if some of these the people in charge actually realize that they are dealing with adults. When we come back, we're going to talk about 6 weeks and six cities. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ingles Advantage Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. I knew that. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. While the cases are going up on COVID-19, the deaths are going down. Every time we find out about a new case, the death ratio goes down because it is not as fatal unless you fall into certain groups. There are exceptions, of course, but, you know, you get what I mean about that. Now, the big important domestic issue is not even this continued economic hardship of a nation that has been artificially shut down and is going into this fake recession. We've had millions of jobs added back over the past 60 days, and the skyrocketing unemployment has turned around to nearly what it was percent-wise in most of the Obama early years, which people tend to forget. The single most important issue affecting some of the largest swaths of populations in America is the scandal that the media continues to ignore, even as it explodes in our faces and in some cases their faces. In only 6 weeks, city after city, which is operated by entrenched Democrats, and they've seen a massive expansion in lawlessness and violence and murder. And many news outlets seem gobsmacked and mystified at how or why such an explosion of lawlessness has occurred. So, because I have limited time in each segment of a radio show, let's just sample six of the nation's largest cities, including all of the top three. New York. There, Bill de Blasio has long been understood as anti-police. He's a socialist. His wife recently imagined the city as Nirvana if the NYPD were eliminated altogether. In New York City, in 2020, which we're only into July, homicides are up 21%. Shootings are up by 46%. The Democratic mayor's agenda included emptying the prison known as Rikers Island, where you could actually enforce social distancing, and bail reform, letting perpetrators walk before the paperwork is completed, and the effort to hashtag defund the police that took 600 anti-crime units out of commission. 600 personnel, that is. L.A., Los Angeles, June saw some disturbing new trends, an increase in the month's first week by 250% of homicides and a 56% increase in shootings. Following the death of George Floyd in May, the LAPD received a $150 million pay cut. In the event that they ever have the big one out in L.A., which they most certainly are going to have, this is the preview of what will happen, because the plan for the city planners have put out there to expect to be without services for up to 4 weeks. So when that does happen, this will balloon. Chicago. Year-to-date shootings have eclipsed 1,508 for 2020, putting them 350 ahead of 2019. Right now, they are sitting at 254 homicides, placing them ahead of 2019. And it's important to note the Cook County Board voted in favor of defunding the police. 11 city aldermen raced to the bottom to demand not a single penny of $333 million in federal dollars not go to the police. And the various proposals are being considered to cut current funding by more than $30 million in current spending. Washington, D.C. They want to be a state. And the Democrats want them to be a state because that'd be two more senators and, what, five more congressmen? Year-to-date homicide numbers are 13% higher than this time a year ago. And despite that, the district PD is slated to be defunded by more than $15 million. Philadelphia. Shootings are up 67%. Victims of armed violence are up 29%. Homicides are up 25%. So they're going to defund them by $19 million. Baltimore. Consistently one of the most dangerous cities in America with a five-year streak of more than 300 murders. Last year, Baltimore set a new record at 348 homicides. And yet, in 2020, they are already outpacing last year's record, and they're going to lose $22 million in their budget. That's just the highlights. That's just the six. So why don't all of these cities take these violent turns? Could it be because their leadership capitulated to the anger of the mobs as opposed to thinking clearly and strategically about what would be an effective response, or do these Democrat-run towns literally operate with denial in good and evil? Then there's the city of Minneapolis. That's where my network is at. That's where Genesis Communications is at. And who would have guessed that within 30 days they would record 1,600 shots fired? And then they respond to this by voting to dismantle their police operations altogether. Right now, the biggest threat facing the metropolitan areas are the Democrats who are voting in favor of eliminating law enforcement and who are, by extension, responsible for the greater and greater increase in the loss of life. In Minneapolis, where George Floyd died, they had a completely Democrat town council, a Democrat mayor, a Democrat governor. And yet, this is all Trump's fault. And if you voted for him, then by extension, it's your fault. You can't be Republican and not racist. You can't say, I support Trump, but I'm not racist. You can't. We're all being told what we're not. The Democrats are allowing the Marxists and the anarchists to go completely chaotic. And they also are completely unconcerned about any lives mattering, black or white. They appear to be holding on to an idea that they're not impacted by the scum and villainy that happens under their jurisdiction. Because for the longest time, by default, they can just blame Trump and say racist, blame white people, blame Columbus. They may even. And this is the most nefarious part of it. They may even. They may believe that this is all worth it if they can have electoral success in the fall. So, if they actually believe this, they need to come to grips with three basic truths in this. It's time they learn the truth, it's time they be held accountable, and it's sort of time for them to be stopped. And this will all be up to the jurisdictions in these cities where this is happening. This is not the fault of any sort of Republican shenanigans or anything like that. It's not the fault of racism. This is the fault of the Democrats. If there is systemic racism, Democrats control everything but the presidency and the Senate. So who's in control of the system? Ask yourselves that. When we get back, I sure wish the GOP would quit being idiotic. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Ingalls Advantage Talk Line 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning Sex Line is 71307. I want to know the name of one single voter who cried out, "Take that, Columbus Day." And now that they've taken Fort Benning, which is the home of infantry and the Rangers and Airborne and all this other stuff, now it's Fort Diversity Rainbow Unicorn. I guess I should just cast my ballot proudly for the generic GOP stooge who helped make that happen, because when my country is burning and I am under attack, I want to be represented by people whose first inclination is to suck up to the Democrats. What's this guy's name, you GOP geniuses? Who's this mystery voter you're courting at the expense of people otherwise inclined to support you? I'd like to meet him, because I got a few bridges for sale. So, here we go. And remember that I slept through all of my classes when I was in GOP strategery and consulting school. Here's the thing you do when you want to win an election. And like I said, I can't believe I have to tell you this and be the one to do it. You do things the people who might possibly vote for you want done. You don't sit around in a circle of jerks trying to please the people who hate your guts. This is why during the, you know, when in the run-up, when Trump was running for president in 2016, 2015, there would be 17 other guys and there'd be Trump. And the other 17 guys all sounded the same. They were all generic. I mean, some of these guys are like conservative heroes, but they all sounded the same for some reason. Nobody could separate themselves from the pack except for Trump. Trump did. Trump won. So getting out there and trying, you know, like one of my problems with Lindsey Graham is he seems to want to please the press. The press is going to hate you anyway, Lindsey. Why do you want to channel your inner Mitt Romney? Or maybe that civilian hard case Butch Ben Sass. You know, he was ready to go fight the Russians after he eagerly accepted the latest media Democrat Trump-Russia lie. We already have a group of dishonest suckers undermining the country. They're called the Democrats. We don't need two parties of them. So please wake up, Republicans. People keep telling you GOP types to shape up. Right now, Tucker Carlson. And Tucker sometimes gets his feelings hurt, and he reads too much into the facade. But, some, you know, right now his ratings are reaching low Earth orbit because of his merciless attack on the empty suits in the Republican Party. Maybe you should listen to the voters instead of the overpaid doofuses you're paying a ton of money that you get from us in order to lose your elections for you. It is not hard not to fail. It's not hard to help your voters instead of your opponents. The Democrats do it. They're a pack of brother-marrying pinko weirdos who think men get periods and that the Russians are to blame for everything, including their sexual inadequacies. So for the GOP dummies, I want to know what the hell is your excuse. I want to know the thought process by which you slack-jawed nimrods who make up a startling proportion of the Republican Party's political cadre get the idea that we sent you to Washington to rename Army bases and switch them holidays. You didn't ask me. If you had, I would have been very amused at this, you know. And then when you kept on looking at me, I'd been like, wait a minute, this isn't a joke? And then I would have gone after your character and your intellect, reaching back several generations. You want to be reasonable. You need to wake up. You operate in a profession where there is no reason and there is no honor. There are only results. This is about power. And the simpletons in the Republican Party are staggering into this Democratic ambush. And perhaps there's a good argument to be made for recognizing Juneteenth. You know. But even if changing base names did not implicitly and falsely indict, you know, diplomas that I have, for example, as badges of oppression instead of symbols of freedom, as well as those of millions of other veterans, I would still be against changing any base names or holidays now, because you never ever negotiate with a gun to your head, Republicans. So, I have a very simple request. Stop doing stupid things. You need to protect us from the coordinated attack upon us, not tongue-bathe the attackers. Here's some things you could do. You could strip the federal money from colleges that fail to actively protect free speech. You could tax college endowments. That would be lancing the boil that is academia. And you could target big tech, targeting of and discrimination against free speech. Strip Section 230 altogether. You could ban corporate discrimination on the basis of politics so that our ability to function in society is not at the mercy of big corporations. Remove all federal aid from cities that refuse to protect the rights of citizens by allowing the Democrat cat's paw radical to run rampant and go unpunished. And you could make a tax on cops for being cops a federal hate crime. You can make it a federal crime to block a federal interstate and to threaten to restrain drivers, and then if you get run over and killed, welcome to Darwin. You could pass the National Self-Defense Act against Political Violence Act so that we can use force to defend ourselves against rioters and thugs and the other Democrats. And the Soros boat, local DAs, least criminals but threatened patriots, should we exercise our civil right not to be brutalized? You need to take that travesty off the table. Some of you GOP Einsteins may be looking at this and finding one common denominator. None of this is going to make the left happy. All of them would make us, your constituents, your donors, this would make us very happy. And all of them would help you win in November instead of lose. And in case you missed it, the point is not to lose. Not to lose. So here's what you need to do, GOP. First of all, you need to take our side in the fight, and you have to admit that it is a fight. You got to not look at these guys on the other side of the aisle as, my distinguished colleague and my good friend and all this other stuff, and understand what they are. They are hostile to your constituents, openly hostile. I mean, on the one hand, they get out there and talk about, you know, white privilege and all this other stuff. I don't see too many of them wanting to talk about, like, the incidents of people in my age group that are white, that are male, that kill themselves. Do they want to get equal with that? Do they want to pull abreast of that one? Or the, you know, the numbers of us that serve in the military. They want to get equal to that with that? Take our side. Or don't. But that's at your own peril. But all you got to do, GOP, is go into this with the attitude that we're not going to lose. We can't lose. If you would just do that, I could accept failure when you do fail, because that's just going to happen. But right now, you have the wind at your backs. The democratic folly that is socialism and all of this progressivism, it's on parade. It's out there all for all to see. Go look at those six cities. Go look at the other cities. I mean, I did a breakdown. I haven't done it lately, but at first when all of this stuff started out, of all the cities where they were having these riots. I'm not talking about protests. I'm talking about riots. All the places where they had these riots, they were all democratically run except for Fontana, California, which had a Republican mayor. And sometimes I think that the regional background of any politician has a lot to do with what they are. So I don't know exactly what that worked out to be, but that's what I found at first when I started looking at this stuff. But it really would be nice if instead of trying to be the next Mitt Romney, we could have the next Patton. When we get back, Gavin Newsom finds out what it's like when you cry wolf. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ingalls Advantage Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Let's go to Gene in Boiling Springs. Yes, sir.
Bill, I'd like to inject some historical context into this issue of renaming military bases, and I'll be as brief as I possibly can.
Yes, sir.
13th Commandant of the Marine Corps, General J. A. LeJure's father was Confederate Captain Ovide LeJure. Major Lieutenant General Pulley's grandfather was Confederate Major John Pulley, 5th Virginia Cavalry, killed in 1863. Army General George S. Patton's grandfather was Colonel George Patton, and he was killed in Winchester, Virginia in 1864. There's more than 70 million of us Americans who vote exactly the way the Republican Party does now. Our ancestors defended the 10th Amendment in the War of Northern Aggression. There is a First Baptist Church here in Spartanburg County. The Bell Tower is a World War II memorial. 13 of these boys never made it back from World War II, and every one of these 13 men that give their lives in defense of America in World War II are descendants of Confederate soldiers. This is the historical context. We are Americans. We're loyal Americans. Those Confederate generals, these war memorials to the Confederacy, people seem to forget we were not a foreign country invading the United States of America. We were and we are Americans. We deserve better treatment from somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned General Patton a while ago. His grandfather was killed in defense of the sovereign state of Virginia. See, George S. Patton knew the consequences of losing a war, and that man was hell-bent that the United States of America would not lose a war. Even Teddy Roosevelt's uncle on his mother's side served the state of Georgia, defended the state of Georgia against the illegal federal invasion. There's two sides to this, and somewhere it got lost of why the vast majority of us fought that war of Northern aggression.
Well, I mean, this is the thing, though. This is the thing with all of this. This is all about feelings. And I just wonder where the ignition came to where, I mean, when I was a kid, when I was in the military, as in the civilian professional world, I have easily endured plenty of people. I had one of my first sergeants. It was only like about 5'2", and he'd walk around poking me in the chest, and I'd have a circle of little fingertip bruises.
Mm-hmm.
And he would call me all kinds of little things wearing a stupid little hat. And, you know, I can't say these on the radio and everything, but you know what? That was the profession I was in. I was in a profession where if I was actually called on to do my job at any given time, that meant that I would be killing people somewhere else. I would be somewhere where nobody else here wanted to be, doing things that nobody else wanted to do, two people nobody else wanted to meet. So I learned that, you know, that old sticks and stones thing. Now, we don't live that way anymore. Now, anything that is said and even stuff that is unsaid, that's all an attack. History is racist and all this other stuff. So these feelings, I'm just, you know, I'm wondering why in our most you know, we're supposed to be quite advanced now. We have iPhones and iPads, and we, you know, we live longer and all this other stuff. And at the same time, we seem to have regressed to being perpetual toddlers, preschoolers.
Well, we are Americans. We're loyal Americans. But for those 70 million Americans, such as myself, that war of northern aggression, it was 15 minutes ago. It's all very real. We live in this second Reconstruction. And this cultural Marxism, as we predicted in 1988, it has spread out to engulf all of American culture. When they're pulling down statues of Grant and Lincoln, sure. Hey, look, you know the point I take. I'm an unreconstructed Southerner. I would not touch that monument to Grant or to Lincoln. This is historical context. It is the way to preserve history, and I've got enough common sense to realize there are people in other parts of the country. You know, there is a descendants of Union veterans, too, and I've talked to these people. And after that war, there was a reconciliation between North and South, and our elected representatives passed the 13th Amendment. Now, the 14th Amendment was forced by a Reconstructionist government, and there's volumes on that that will never be told, not by modern-day conservatism, I don't think. But just putting this thing in a proper historical context, there is no reason why military bases should not be named after some of the greatest soldiers in American history. Even Nathan Bedford Forrest III, he was in the Air Command. He was killed in a bombing raid over Norway.
Sure.
Well, we are loyal Americans.
I'm waiting on them to figure out that Arlington is on Robert E. Lee's farm.
You know, and do you think that man, the greatest of American soldiers, do you think he would have... I don't. I've studied the man extensively. He would have no problem whatsoever with American soldiers be buried on his land. Now, no. Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain of the 16 Maine, he is a true American soldier. Now, he fought for the Federals, but when our people surrendered at Appomattox, he was honest enough to say these men of the Army of Northern Virginia is the embodiment of American manhood. And my father and all my friends, when I grew up, you couldn't sling a dead cat 10 yards, Bill, without hitting somebody's daddy that served in World War II. And all these men, these South Carolinians, these Southerners, they volunteered.
Oh, yeah, I did.
We deserve better treatment.
I did. I don't expect it anymore, but I served, and I did it voluntarily, and if I was young enough, I'd do it again. Let me take off.
Thank you for your service in defense of the United States of America.
Well, you know what? I volunteered, and I had a blast. I walked the earth with kings.
Kings
of the battlefield. Thanks very much for your call. This is the thing. You can take down the representation of history, but you can't erase it. That's the stupid part of the feelings thing. I can't stand the feelings thing. That first hour went by really quick. I love radio. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.